You're with SBS Radio.
Maaring halos imposible silang makakuha ng pwesto sa mababang kapulungan sa New South Wales at kahit pa man sa kanlurang Sydney na maraming taga-suporta, subalit ang Partido Greens ay hindi lamang basta-basta magpapabaya at lalaban sila ng gusto upang mapadinig ang kanilang mga tinig bilang ikatlong tinig ng parlamento. Si Phil Bradley ay ang kandidato ng Partido Greens sa Parramatta na itinuturing na safe seat hawak ni Julie Owens ng Partido Labor mula pa noong taong 2004. Inamin niya na halos imposible na manalo ang Greens, subalit mahalaga ang pagtakbo niya para makakuha ng preferencing sa Partido Labor at para na rin makapagkampanya sa Senado at mapanatili nila ang kanilang kaisa-isang upuan o madagdagan pa. Ang senador ng Partido Greens mula New South Wales ay si Senador Marian Faruq na pumalit sa bumitiw na Senador Lee Rhiannon.
The Senate is obviously going to be critical. And in New South Wales, it's absolutely critical from our point of view to re-elect Senator Dr. Marian Faruq. She's a marvelous woman. She's a very, very intelligent environmental engineer and academic.
Si Charles Jago ang kandidato naman ng Greens sa Reid na hawak ng magre-retirong Craig Londe ng Liberal. Tulad ni Bradley, preference din niya ang Labor kaysa sa Liberal.
The Greens would prefer a Labor win over a Liberal win, particularly because the Liberals have done such a terrible job on the issues of concern to the Greens, especially climate change, other environmental issues, but also the Liberals have done a pretty poor job on the economy, on transport and on housing and education.
Sinabi ni Jago, kakailanganin ng Labor ang Greens sa Senado para may pasa ang mga batas ng Labor. Kung may kabak sila, ito ay mawala ang kanilang upuan sa Senado at mapunta sa ibang maliliit na partido tulad ng United Australia Party o One Nation, kaya't panaitulak rin ang kanilang plataforma. Pinakamaingay ang Greens sa issue ng renewable energy.
The Greens policy is for 100% renewables by 2030, and I'm talking about all electricity generation in Australia to be from renewables by 2030, and the experts say that this is entirely doable. In fact, we could do it before that. Furthermore, we need to promote electric cars. The Greens have a very substantial policy.
Naniniwala si Bradley na ito ay madaling maipapatupad at ibigay niyang kalimbawa ang ginawa sa konseyo ng Parramatta na siya ay nakaupo bilang konsehal.
I can give you a simple example in Parramatta. I'm a councillor on Parramatta Council. We installed $125,000 worth of solar panels on our operations centre. We're saving $30,000 on electricity bills every year now. So that's a 25% return on investment. So that's a simple example how that is going to be the way forward. More and more people are waking up to this. In 4 years' time, we've paid for those panels and we will be getting free energy from the sun after year four. Yes, and we get plenty of sun in Australia and we're wasting so much of it. And it's just madness to persist with dirty fossil fuels that are causing more and more extreme weather, particularly in the Philippines. We know there's been some disasters there arising from extreme weather exacerbated by global warming and climate change. And even now as we speak in India and Bangladesh, they're suffering enormous damage from extreme weather. And there's also this very serious health impacts that are costing Australia millions and millions of dollars.
Sinabi ni Bradley, haharangan ng Greens ang pagpasa ng kontrobersyal na Adani Mining sa Queensland.
Well, if we had the opportunity in the Senate, we would be prepared to block that. Even Bill Shorten talks about if it needs to be environmentally and economically viable. It's clearly not environmentally viable. It would be disastrous.
Isa pang isyu na naisitulak ng Greens ay ang isyu ng pampublikong pabahay.
We need to build publicly owned housing. The Greens plan says let's build 500,000 houses over 15 years. That's over 30,000 houses per year that we need to build. Good houses, energy efficient houses that are actually a good home for people.
Ang edukasyon ay bibigyan rin nila ng pansin.
The Greens have a policy for free university education and TAFE. Now, the future of Australia will be built on Australian skills. TAFE, as it existed not long ago, was a world-class system that was effectively privatised and trashed by successive Labor and Liberal governments. TAFE has a long way to go. It needs to be fully supported and free. Similarly, we need free university education because otherwise we are limiting the skills available in our country.
Naniniwala sila na naangkop ang pagtulak ng imigrasyon sa mga regional na lugar, subalit kailangan ito ng suporta.
Certainly pressing needs in regional areas, and I think rather than pushing them, I think there can be incentives where there is a need, for example, for a country doctor, where there are severe shortages in the country, to provide strong incentives, but not to force people to go to the country regions. Obviously, there are challenges for immigrants if they are to move into country areas, but particularly where their main community groupings are in metropolitan areas. So it's quite understandable that particularly for new immigrants that they would like to live somewhere near many other immigrants from the same country that they've come from.
At sa ipinahayag kamakalawa ng partido na itulak ang pagbasa sa nakabiti na 97,000 aplikasyon ng parent visa, sinabi ni Bradley na dapat na magsama-sama ang mga pamilya.
It is really important for completing the family unit and from a point of basic humanity to acknowledge that there is a need to address that shortcoming, I think, in creating a whole family units within Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.